What the Michigan birds been up to? For many days now, I have felt a splinter in my mind, really odd somehow. Each time I'd leave my home, I'd pause, but I couldn't really tell what it was. Hence, I blamed it on the winter silence. It has been quiet and gray since all the birds flew away. As soon as we got our first chill, most of them flew south with a shrill. Last week and a half was void of all the bird song and laugh. I like birds, I'm not gonna lie, it makes me sad to say goodbye. One of my happiest memories that I remember in all its glories is a sparrow cheerfully hopping around as if it didn't want to touch the ground. It was before the baby me discovered squirrels in the tree. See, birds are my original friends, and it is hard when winter finally happens. But yesterday was unusually warm, and all the birds returned in a huge swarm. Geese, sparrows, seagulls, doves, and ducks, all here, as if delivered by enormous trucks. I could swear I even saw the local mama duck. I stood there wondering, how could she have come back? And then it was like, oh, come on. You were pretending to be gone? That was my mind splinter. They didn't leave for winter. This time around, they were hiding in the bushes without making a sound. Maybe they learned from the suspicious geese at the mall that they don't need to fly away at all. Or maybe the geese are up to something. They got fed up with peace. Or maybe climate change is making the birds act all strange. One thing is for sure, this mystery grows more and more. Now, all the birds silently study us from the evergreens, making us worried what it all means. Ooh.